right, here we go. It is 8:22, coffee break of the day. And speaking of coffee, that's going to be one of our topics here.
It is.
In just a minute or two. But first of all, Janet, you've probably heard this. If you don't want to cause any controversy, you don't want to cause any waves, don't talk about politics and...
Religion. Or her.
Very good. Well, today I'm throwing that to the wind.
Okay.
Not really. Just want to let everybody know that, you know, with Easter coming up, and this year marking the 400th year birthday of the King James Version of the Bible.
Okay.
As every couple of years we hear this, but there are so many different versions, mm-hmm. but there is a new translation of the Bible coming out
mm-hmm.
for both Catholic and Protestant faiths.
Okay.
I just want to give you a heads up on this and so that you can do a little more study on it. But again, they're making it a little more geared for today's reader,
mm-hmm.
but it's causing some controversy because of the new wording.
Of course.
And I'll just let you know what the main controversial passage is, and it comes from Isaiah. To predict the Messiah will be born to a young woman.
Okay.
Instead of a virgin.
Uh-huh.
Which then everybody is saying cast doubt
on.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. So on the miraculous nature of Jesus' birth. So just to let you know, there's a new translation out there. If you mm-hmm. want to study more, look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up. And the good thing about the Bible is with all the different versions, they never go away, even though new ones are introduced.
That's true.
If there's one in particular you like and need to buy it again,
it's out there.
Available.
Yeah.
Let's see here. If this is true, then it means all new material for the Jim Woods extravaganza evenings on the farm.
Really?
Or maybe just more of the same old stuff rehashed. But Ricky Lake possibly returning to TV.
Oh, joy.
New talk show.
Animal rights activist.
We know how Jim Woods is when it comes to, let's see, Oprah, Ricky Lake,
mm-hmm.
And Wynonna Judd.
Mm-hmm.
So either new or rehashed material coming up during the Jim Woods show, if that comes true. Jeff Bridges.
I like him.
Yeah, apparently mm-hmm. Enough people like him that he has signed his first major album deal.
Really?
Now, he's released albums in the past, but he's done it on his own.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of an independent thing, but a major record label has signed him. Of course, if you haven't seen it, it's a pretty good movie. Crazy Heart, where he played a country music singer.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Get it.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be worth the buck.
You know, that's one of the bad parts about the now place where you can go and rent movies,
right.
the Red Box,
right.
They only have pretty much current movies.
Then
you can't dip back in the timeline.
Well, then you need to get looking into subscriptions
and have them
delivered or downloaded onto your computer.
Yeah, I need that internet service thing.
But it is a pretty good movie, and that helped spark it. As a matter of fact, T-Bone Burnett, who was the big musical collaborator for uh-huh. the movie Crazy Heart, is actually teaming up with Jeff to produce this album. Also interesting, a couple of guest singers, Sam Phillips, cool, and Roseanne Cash.
Ooh, I like it.
Will be on that. So look for that to come over the next year or so. You know, after the movie Crazy Heart, Jeff went out and did a little concert tour.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I've seen a very interesting...
He seems like he'd be an interesting character to sit down with.
Well, since you brought that up, there was, and you could probably find it on the internet somewhere else, through PBS.org, I would imagine, but they have a series called American Masters,
mm-hmm.
and they did like an hour or 2 hour special on Jeff Bridges.
Wow.
Interesting. I don't think covers the full scope of the man. And I would never use the word bizarre.
Yeah.
But he is a very, very intense, unique individual.
Yeah.
Very, and more creative than just the singing or the acting.
Interesting.
So, maybe that can be our search of the day.
There you go.
American Masters, I believe, is the name of the show.
It sounds right.
And Jeff Bridges. Let's see here. Ooh, should we go to that now? No, let's do the video of the day.
Okay.
Cookie, the ticklish little penguin. There's your viral video of the day. Cookie, the ticklish little penguin.
Sounds cute.
Penguin that, when tickled, giggles. And big hit on YouTube right now. Tech talk of the day, another scary topic, and this time it involves your iPhone. Do you know that if you have an iPhone and there's nothing you can do about it, but it will track and record your location constantly?
Interesting.
And you can't disable it.
Hmm.
Whether you want it to or not, it is constantly tracking where you are and storing that information. Now, here's the good news. As of right now, other people cannot get to that information unless they actually have your phone in their hand. Now, the information is downloadable to a computer, but as of right now, nobody else can get a hold of it as long as that phone is in your
possession.
So,
I wonder if employers will use that for track back of employees somewhere down the
line.
Well,
they could.
Yeah.
Very easily could if they say, hey, you got the company phone, give it here for 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
The same thing holds true for the new iPad that has 3G capabilities.
Good thing I'm not smart enough to use either of those.
Yeah.
Or rich enough.
Have one. Now, for coffee. I'm enjoying a cup right now. 18,000 studies on coffee? Is it good or bad?
Right.
Yes.
It is good. Or yes, it is bad.
It is good and it is bad.
Hmm.
That's what they've come up with. An answer, little of both. Let's start off with the bad, if I can find that quickly. If you're sensitive to coffee, irritability or anxiety, sleep stealer.
Yes.
If you drink too much, and the older we get, it could cause you to lose valuable sleep. And very few people do, we do this on a special occasion, boiled or unfiltered coffee, such as Turkish style, very strong, or French press.
Uh-huh.
And we don't do French press very often because it's expensive, because
right.
it takes a lot to come up with such a little amount. But that can cause an increased level of LDL or the bad cholesterol. So use drip coffee instead.
Okay.
The top baddies.
Okay.
The good news is, well, 1 to 5 cups reduce risk of dementia. Boy, oh boy, am I glad to hear that. And the way the past couple of weeks have been, maybe I ought to increase my dosage of coffee, maybe 1 or 2 cups. Four or more a day can help lower the risk of type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
1 to 3 cups helps lower the rates of stroke compared to a non-drinker. And lowers your chances of cirrhosis of liver and other liver diseases.
Sounds like 3.5 is the cup to go.
Yeah, basically. But I found the last one interesting. Lowers the chances of cirrhosis of liver and other liver diseases, when so many times the case being when people have had a little too much the night before and they got to get going the next morning, what do?
Get some coffee.
They pour on the Java.
That's right.
So kind of an educational morning.
There we go.
On the farm, getting you caught up to date as I get me another cup.
In time for the weekend.
And in time for trivia.
That's coming
up in just a matter of minutes.
It's hard to find the perfect time to say something you know.